is a horror movie that plays on fear of children. Really, it plays upon the mythological construct that a child is supposed to be a good thing. And here we have a woman who, in her own personal life, has had a reference to what we think is an abusive boyfriend that maybe caused a miscarriage by beating her. That domestic violence plays the backdrop for her as she seeks to rebuild her life by taking on a job as a nanny for a British family who has an 8-year-old son who, in the movie, you discover is a doll. Now, that would be weird enough, but of course the doll is inhabited by the spirit of the boy, or so you think. Spoiler alert, but I'll give the spoiler in a little bit. So what we have here is the interplay of the loss of potential motherhood, the motherhood by proxy of the doll slash pet, and playing on the insecurities and anxiety of motherhood itself, which many stories do, particularly fairy tales. And in this way, it's a pretty solid entry to the horror genre, but what sort of sets it apart, either for good or bad, depending on if you liked it, is the fact that halfway through, this haunted boy turns out to have been a serial killer hiding in the walls, that the boy was not actually burned alive, spoiler alert, but was actually living in the walls, spying on the main character, who's Lauren Cohen from The Walking Dead. Anyway, it becomes sort of more unbelievable. After that, the parents commit joint suicide in this weird Sylvia Plath style where they put rocks in their pocket and walk into the ocean for one of cinema's least dramatic suicide pacts and least sort of unscary and unsad suicide pacts in movie history. And really, the movie zips along at a brisk hour 37. Could have easily been 47-minute episode for TV. Not quite as good as a random episode of Black Mirror, but has potential to pass time if you love horror movies. If you're not sure about children, then or if you are sure about children, you know just what type of terror they can provide, then the boy is probably most interesting about the production company that produced it. Read the recent New Yorker piece about that, and that's probably the best part of the film.